Hello, everyone. I'm Lynn Fever, and I welcome you to the August 22nd, 2024 episode of FreePod. As always, we're proud to bring you this short weekly podcast with the help of a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective news that's specific to our community.
Hi, I'm Alan Wenzel, and now let's get started on the local news you've been missing. Darren Stiekel, an engineering partner at Fair Graham, recently announced that the City of Freeport has been awarded $12 million in grants and forgivable loans from the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency for the Wellhouse 12 project. These grants, in addition to the city already receiving $2 million in grants from the federal government secured by Congressman Eric Sorensen for the Wellhouse 12 project and for the water main replacement within the City of Freeport for 2025. It's good news for Freeport. Listeners may also remember that Stiekel also applied for and received a fully funded grant from the IEPA for just over $3 million for Phase 4 of Freeport's lead service line replacement project. Thank you, Darren Stiekel and Congressman Sorensen, for helping Freeport secure the needed funds to move forward with these very important water infrastructure projects.
Road work continues throughout the city. The reconstruction of Adams Avenue is being worked on daily, and curbs have been poured in some parts of the project. Oak Avenue from South Street to Galena is being repaved now, and work on Ridge Drive and Westwood Avenue that will continue through the year end includes tree removal, water infrastructure repairs, and paving. Lead service line replacement is also being done on Whistler Avenue. On all these projects, please remember that the road closed signs give crews the proper space and safety to work. Ignoring them could result in injury and other construction issues. So please pay attention to the road closed signs and obey them. At the end of every day, construction areas are reopened so that residents can pull in and out of their driveways, but there may be some delays. If you have any questions about these efforts, please check the city's Facebook page or call City Hall at 235-8200.
The Freeport League of Women Voters is sponsoring a presentation by Sarah Latimer, Director of Early Childhood Education for Freeport School District No. 145. This presentation will occur next Tuesday evening, August 27th at 6:30 p.m. in the Early Childhood Education classroom at Blackhawk Elementary School. Latimer will focus on the importance of getting young students off to a good start in their early school years and how that can be accomplished through the cooperative efforts of students' parents, family members, as well as teachers. This event is open to the public, and discussion will be encouraged during the presentation.
On the early childhood subject, federal officials are warning that respiratory virus known as parvovirus B19 and also as slapped cheek virus is on the rise. The CDC reports a spike in infections, especially among children ages 5 to 9. Infections generally pop up in late winter, spring, or early summer, but this year the infection is spreading as back-to-school time gets underway. The illness can first cause flu-like symptoms, fever, headache, and cough, and that's when children are most contagious. This phase typically lasts several days, but afterwards, children may develop a facial rash, which is why the virus is sometimes called slap cheek disease. In adults, the most common symptom is joint pain. Now, the virus spreads from respiratory droplets, from exposure to the blood of an infected person, or during pregnancy from mother to fetus. Most people recover without treatment, and most adults already have immune protection by age 20. The risk is when parvovirus B19 affects the bloodstream and leads to complications like a severe drop in blood count that's especially dangerous for those with weakened immune systems or blood disorders. So take care. The CDC recommends practicing good hygiene to prevent the spread of the virus. That includes frequent hand washing and the cleaning of commonly touched surfaces. For more information, head to the NPR website at nprillinois.org.
The police force in Freeport recently grew by 5 new officers who were sworn in at the city council meeting. 4 men and 1 woman will now go to academy training before joining the Freeport Police Force to protect and serve the city. Now, the newest officers are Julian Benedict, Brooke Kohlberg, Jays Hale, Derek DeVries, and Diego Escobar. Jays is a second-generation officer, as his dad, Lamar Hale, was a deputy for the Sheriff's Department for many years. Also sworn in was Freeport's new canine officer, DJ. DJ and his partner, Richard McElmeel, have been on the beat for a while, but DJ is now an official member of the department. Photos of the new officers, including DJ, are posted with the script of this newscast on the FreePod website.
The annual Colby Smith 4-Mile Classic Run, which funds scholarships for students to attend Aquin schools, will be run in person or virtually this Saturday and Sunday, August 23rd and 24th. This will be the 17th year of the run in honor of Colby J. Smith, and so far, almost 160,000 in scholarships have been provided. The in-person version of the Classic is a 4-mile circuit race beginning at St. Thomas Church in Freeport and ending at the Aquin football field. Trophies are awarded to the top male and female overall winners, and medals are given to the top three in all age groups. All participants will receive a long-sleeve Tech t-shirt. Sign up for the in-person race ends tomorrow, August 23rd at 2:59 p.m. And if you're wondering how to do a virtual race, donations can be made through the donate button at the website runsignup.com without actually running. But either way, in person or virtually, go for it.
For the past 64 years, the Freeport Area International Visitors Council has hosted hundreds of foreign visitors from nearly 80 different countries right here in Freeport, Illinois. Working through the U.S. State Department's Global Ties Program, the Council has made Freeport a very desirable destination for these foreign visitors. This week, the group is hosting 7 current and future women leaders from Peru, along with 3 interpreters. They will stay with host families and will meet with a variety of female experts and influencers, including Freeport Mayor Jody Miller and Andrea Schultz-Winter from the Greater Freeport Partnership. Sessions are also planned with representatives from the League of Women Voters, Highland Community College, the Stevenson County Farm Bureau, the Freeport Public Library, and the Boys and Girls Club of Northwest Illinois. Freeport Area International Visitors Council Executive Director Carrie Lynn Rodriguez says, "These visitors appreciate the small-town feel, casual settings, and friendly people from our area. It often reminds them of their own hometowns and provides examples they can relate to more easily. We have a great group of local citizens who are willing to share their expertise and coordinate all of the sessions. And we end up learning just as much as they do, one handshake at a time." Now, the Freeport Area International Visitors Council is an organization of local volunteers dedicated to providing tailored programming that meets the specific personal and professional needs of eager participants from foreign countries. To see the entire list of volunteer board members, check out their website at www.freeportinternationalvisitors.org. And anyone interested in volunteering for the program can contact Carrie Lynn Rodriguez at 815-541-5660.
This year, the United Way of Northwest Illinois reports an increase of nearly 7% in giving over last year. The United Way brings together local partner agencies who are working to solve our community's most pressing needs. Throughout the past several months, the Community Impact Committees and the United Way Board have awarded over $227,000 for education, health, financial stability, and basic needs initiatives in our region. Thank you to United Way and to all United Way contributors.
Freeport has quite a cadre of published writers, and this Saturday, August 24th, talented local authors will meet their readers and the public to talk about books, writing, publishing, and more at Debate Square next to the Freeport Public Library at 100 East Douglas Street in Freeport. This Pretzel City Authors Fest is co-sponsored by Lincoln Douglas Society and the Freeport Public Library. So far, the confirmed authors include Catherine Kit Baldwin, Deb Boris, Ed Finch, Tom McKay, Kim McIver-Segafis, Adam Madero, C.L. Power, Stephanie Pollock, Vicki Schrader, Roger Schultz, and Rod Vick. There will also be live music provided by four members of the Freeport High School Orchestra from 11 to 1 p.m. And of course, Union Dairy is right next door, ready to provide tasty treats during your visit. Now, in the event of rain, the Freeport City Authors Fest will be moved to the main meeting room of the Freeport Public Library. And speaking of the Lincoln Douglas Society, they will host a special program next Tuesday evening, August 27th at 5:30 p.m. at the Freeport Public Library. The special program will include the screening of the film The Day Lincoln Was Killed, which will be followed by a discussion of the historical accuracy of the film's events, which will be led by Dr. Ed Finch and Alan Wenzel.
Who is that Alan Wenzel person?
I have no idea, but he seems his name pops up a lot. Jeez. Let's get him out of the news.
Okay. The Family YMCA of Northwest Illinois has just published its youth sports calendar for the upcoming 24-25 school year. This comprehensive calendar provides all the dates and details for a wide variety of sports activities, including indoor and outdoor soccer, volleyball, outdoor flag football, basketball, and indoor t-ball. The Y notes that participating in youth sports is more than just physical activity. It's about building confidence, learning teamwork, and making lifelong memories. Their programs are designed to support kids' growth, whether they're discovering a new passion or honing existing skills. The resilience and discipline they learn will serve them well. So the youth sports calendar can be downloaded from the Y's website at freeportymca.org. Just go to the homepage, click on Programs, and then on Youth Sports. A copy of the calendar with more details is also included on our website, freepod.org.
If you are a resident of the city of Freeport, mark your calendar for an important opportunity to weigh in on the 2025 budget for the city of Freeport. At 5 p.m. on Tuesday, September 3rd, the public is invited to the council chambers at City Hall, 314 West Stevenson Street in Freeport, to learn and provide input on next year's budget. City Manager Rob Boyer and the Finance Department staff will provide general information on the budget process, and then meeting attendees can share their thoughts on what they would like to see funded in their neighborhoods and the community at large. Now, the city's 2025 budget timeline extends from September to November, with the final document to be approved in December of 2024. The public will have another opportunity to offer input during a similar meeting on Monday, October 28th.
And hey, photographers, you've got just over a week to enter the City of Freeport's inaugural photo contest. Entries are due by August 31st, and you can share up to three photos that adhere to the contest guidelines found on the city website. The city will host a public poll in early September for residents to cast their votes, and the winning entry will be featured in a fall city newsletter and showcased in the City Hall library for a year. We look forward to seeing all the entries. You have some good ones? Enter. And we want to remind everyone that school is back in session, so watch out for students walking to and from schools and buses, both in the city and out in the county. While we're speaking of school, here's a historical tidbit from our community history folks. On September 1st, 1859, Freeport voters passed a referendum establishing the first school in the city that was supported by taxes. It was completed a year later in 1860, and the new school cost, okay, Alan, you want to guess how much?
Oh my gosh, I have no idea, Lynn.
Okay, $10,000 to build. It was located on the corner of North Van Buren and Ringgold, and it was known as River School. It stayed open until 1926. The site is currently the home of the Mary Hosmer Apartments for Senior Citizens, and Mary Hosmer, for whom the high-rise was named, was once River School's principal. Now, you can learn more about River School and much more about the history of Stevenson County at genealogytrails.com. Click on Illinois, then select Stevenson County. That's genealogytrails.com.
In the week ahead, we're looking forward to Paint the Port tomorrow, Friday, August 23rd, with all of his colorful paintings on Main Street, Stevenson Street, State Street, and Chicago Avenue in downtown Freeport. Now, if you'd like to participate but haven't yet reserved your square, you can do so at the Paint the Port registration booth at 22 East Exchange Street tomorrow. There, you will also pick up your artist bag with everything you need to create your unique work of art. And painting may be done anytime between 4 and 8 p.m. And also in your artist bag are two Eats and Beats tickets along with wristbands. By the way, speaking of Eats and Beats, that will start tomorrow and continue through Saturday, August 24th. Live musical performances begin at 5 p.m. each day at the Arts Plaza across from the Freeport Public Library. And the Eats element of the event includes 10 vendors offering everything from sweet treats to nachos, walking tacos, pulled chicken, pulled pork sandwiches, stuffed baked potatoes, cheese curds, pizza, and grilled burgers. Lynn, I'm hungry already just thinking about it. Sounds like great family fun to us. Now, Eats and Beats was started by Malcolm Eaton several years ago, and the event's proceeds will benefit numerous nonprofit groups. Now, to learn more about the origins of Eats and Beats, tune into this week's extended interview as FreePod host Tim Connors talks with Tim Cook and Brian Babcock of Malcolm Eaton Enterprises. We hope to see you at Eats and Beats. FreePod listeners, please note, next week's Tuesday in-depth interview will feature my conversation with Tim and Charity Hayden about beekeeping. These retired Freeport residents became interested in beekeeping about 3 years ago and discussed how they started their own small beekeeping operation at their home. They share the steps they took to get started in the business and the rewards and challenges they faced in keeping bees. This conversation will post at noon on Tuesday, August 27th.
And with that, time's up for this week. But tune in again next week for more information about Freeport businesses, city plans, area rewards and recognitions, the local impact of state and national news, and more. And as we say each week, FreePod couldn't come to you without the help of many local supporters. We're especially appreciative for the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College for producing this podcast, as well as our many liaisons, reporters, and editors for the time they volunteer to bring the news to you. Thank you, Highland, and thank you, Team FreePod. If you have story suggestions or would like to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our efforts, please visit our website at freepod.org. Again, I'm Lynn Fever, here with my friend Alan Wenzel, and we hope you'll check back next week for more of the news you've been missing. Thanks for listening.